Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
At Dossett, Big Four, and Tupelo, we do things differently. We believe in honest, fair prices and treating our customers like family. Whether you're looking for a new or used GMC or Buick, we've got you covered. Come on down to Dossett Big Four, where you'll get a great deal without the hassle. That's Dossett Big Four in Tupelo.
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Thursday. This is Thursday, right? So this is a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners. Especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville, if you're not in Tupelo, it's no problem. Just go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Get it delivered right to your door. You enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning with a quick trip to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef.
It is. What's for dinner? If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Make sure everybody is enjoying the cookout with a delicious steak, an awesome burger. Maybe you go big with a brisket or a tri-tip. I don't know. Whatever you want to do, though, make beef the star of the show. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. As we all know by now, Mississippi State locked in with the interlocking. That is finally here to stay. I think we can finally declare victory in that war. And that means you need to be going to College Corner and getting yourself a brand new interlocking MSU polo. They've got them at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, flow by the half shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, talk to the folks at Priority One Bank. Bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number. Bankers that are going to show you respect and give you a level of service that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Like, let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Carlo Barone, live from the campus of the reigning national champions, It's Indiana University. I learned that the hard way. I got somebody to yell at me one time about that.
You said I said the University of Indiana.
Oh. I found out that's not a thing. Yeah, it's not a thing. So yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I corrected myself. I know what I'm doing now. So he's there. What are your old professors? You said. Did you tell him I'm a part of one of the top college football podcasts in the country?
Yeah, I did. I did tell him I joined a Mississippi State podcast, and that we don't do half bad, but I will say I am in my old place, but I am.
Oh yeah, there he is,
repping my new one.
Great,
so
man. That's a great man.
Yeah, shout out to Galen Clavio. He's dean of the media school and doing it in his office. I'd make sure that no one saw me that I knew. So then I have the backpack. I'm driving down right now from Northwest Indiana, so it's like I look like a student. I don't really want
to. Why would you not want anybody to see you?
Well, I graduated 2 years ago.
You're just there. You just came to say hello. You're allowed to go back. You're an alum.
I guess, but
you're a distinguished alum. You got a good job.
Sure, I guess so. Yeah, so. They do have TVs with like media school students that graduate. They're like, oh, they're doing this.
Yeah. Are you on one of those TVs?
I was for my internship.
Okay. You need to be there now because you're like so you're on what is as we're sitting here right this second. I went and looked because we're talking about it. We are the number 159 sports podcast in the world today.
Look at that.
We're between Unfiltered Soccer with Landon Donovan and Tim Howard and the Lantern Rouge Cycling Podcast. There's some bigger names behind us, though. Ariel Hawani's podcast is behind us. Let's see here. The Golics are behind us.
Oh.
LeVar Arrington and Brady Quinn's podcast is behind us. So, yeah, we got some good ones here.
Okay.
We're doing good today.
Brian,
Yeah. All
Doing all
right,
right.
let's jump in here. So nothing quite like it, Carlo. It's happened to me a few times. Sometimes I'll go back and do it over again, whatever. But nothing quite like doing a whole podcast and uploading it and feeling great about it and then finding out information 20 minutes later that everything you just said was wrong. It's happened a few times. It seems to have happened yesterday. So yesterday's pod, while you were out, I really focused on Jerron Manning, Malik Sulah, court case going to happen, and they're going to move forward, and it looks like those guys are going to play. And then last night, there was a post on the On3 message board where someone who went to hear Jeff Lebby speak at the Starkville Quarterback Club, who basically said, yeah, they're not going to be eligible. And then you go from there, just not, a few minutes ago, Jerron Manning tweets out that looking for a place to play due to the new SEC, Big 12, and Big 10 conference rulings, DMs open. So, never mind. Never mind all that. Mississippi State is going to, abide by SEC rules. Not all of the schools are going to do that. Some of the schools are going to fight this because they got nothing better to. That's what they are. They are. I love that one of LSU's lawyers said, we believe the SEC is violating state law,
What?
which is it's incredible. But here's what you're not saying when you say that. The Saints are in Louisiana. They are going to abide by these kind of rules. Are the Saints violating Louisiana state law? Do you want to go down that road as well? It's just a night. Kiffin, I'm just gonna have to say this.
Go on, dude, let it rip.
My oldest daughter, Aislinn, is autistic, right? So I know when an autistic person digs their heels in, you got two choices. You got do what they want or kill them. Those are their only two options. All right. They're not ever going to change their mind. So if Kiffin's dug in, LSU's got to go this way with him. They're going to look like a bunch of idiots when they lose in court. They play a game in 9 days against Clemson. Look, I don't think Clemson's going to be super good this year, but is Clemson and Dabo Swinney capable of coming to LSU and finding a way to win? They are. They absolutely are.
It's week one too, so it's like,
Yeah.
you guys haven't played a real game in how long, and the team's so different now. That's a hard week one opponent.
I just don't understand. At some point, don't you just have to say, look, just play your team. This is the same Lane Kiffin, by the way, that was a few weeks ago, like, well, we gotta be patient in year one. So be patient.
Not to mention, they have a star at tight end. It's not like they have a
That's the other
bomb.
thing. It's like, yeah, you need a backup tight end this badly that you're gonna go to war with the conference. God, if somehow like Sankey or go, oh, so you don't want us to violate Louisiana state law. Okay, no problem. The SEC won't do business in Louisiana. You guys can go join the Big 12 or whatever you want to do. But it won't be a problem. None of our schools will play you either. Don't worry about that. We will not have to worry about violating state law. You can go see if the Big 12 wants to violate state law.
Not after the Texas Tech thing. I think they're okay staying out of the headlines right
I think
now.
they are. So I just don't know.
Are we surprised, Brian?
By Kiffin? Nothing
Yeah.
that guy does surprises me. If you
No.
told me, hey, Lane Kiffin is part of a plot to assassinate the Secretary General of the United Nations, I'd be like, all right. Yeah. The only thing that would surprise me about Kiffin is if you told me he was doing something positive. If you
Okay.
told me, hey, Lane Kiffin has raised a bunch of money for sick kids, nah, I don't believe that for 1 second. Oh, Lane Kiffin helped an old lady across the street. No way. Lane Kiffin hit an old lady with his car. I'll buy it. That's how I feel about Lane Kiffin. Absolute scum. He's a scumbag. I'll just call it what it is. LSU fans, he's your scumbag. So you get to enjoy it. Ole Miss fans, you perpetuated the myth of this guy being a good person. Oh, he's changed. He's changed. Tigers don't change their stripes. No pun intended. So here we are. But from a Mississippi, let's get back to Mississippi State. So I know they added the kid from West Virginia. He is, I think, still technically eligible. He is because he did not sign any kind of pro contract. I think what's happening with Manning is he did take an undrafted free agent deal to go try out. And I think that's going to be enough to keep him out. And then from Masilla point, he signed with the CFL. It's kind of the same thing. He's just out. So you move forward from that perspective. State's roster now kind of just is what it is. I don't know. I'm sure Lebby has done a great job of making sure that these have not been distractions, but they had to have been at some level, right?
I mean, yeah, the guys were on the practice field with the team. They were starting, to integrate themselves back into, the way of Mississippi State stuff, and now they're gone. I mean, it's not just a distraction for State, though. This affects everybody. And, with the season being so close to it is, these court rulings couldn't have come at a worse time. All this drama, it's like you spend the whole offseason preparing with what you got, adding maybe a few guys in the summer after spring ball, and then now that you're staring week one in the face, you got all this drama. It's not what anyone needs. And it's unfortunate for Manning, it's unfortunate for Sylla, but at the same time, as a State player, as Jeff Lebby, as a coach, you gotta move on. You gotta work with what you have. And I
That's
feel like,
what it feels like State's doing too. They're like,
no,
all
they definitely are.
right, we tried, we failed, we move on. We go to the next thing. And the next thing for Mississippi State is week one and this matchup with ULM and the start of this season. Lebby, again, kind of a riff on a theme here, reading the comments from that quarterback club meeting, apparently was very comfortable, confident, joking. And I just keep coming back to this. Like, he was not this way the last 2 years. He was not. I gotta take that as a positive sign that he believes in his team and what they've got going and how they're going to be going forward.
And not to mention, we, or at least myself, have said that this defense is going to take a step forward compared to the last few years. And that was before the Manning and Sylla, they're practicing and then they're not. So I think he's confident regardless who they have. And now that it's over, it's just focusing on the whatever and 80, 90 guys you got on your team. But he's definitely confident, and he's confident in that defense, I think.
From what you and I know about Jeff Lebby, he's probably, look, I'm sure he would have liked to have had Jerron Manning and Malik Sylla. I don't think, but he's probably happy that they don't have to worry about anything else now. They're like, we don't have to worry about lawsuits. I don't have to show up in court. I don't have to do this, that. It's just, let's get ready for week one. Knowing what I know of Jeff Lebby, at the end of the day, he's probably like, you know what? I'm kind of glad it's over.
Yeah, because in the back of his head, it's like these guys are practicing, but they need to, be locked in as eligible, and now they're not. So yeah, nothing else to worry about except for the first opponent.
Yeah, you're correct. I think that look, I feel bad for Manning and Sylla, at the because, as I said on yesterday's pod, the real blame with all this lies with the NCAA. They could have made this decision much earlier. They could have given a blanket waiver to everybody from the 22 class. I still don't think the guys who signed like real pro deals should be able to, like, DaQuan Wright should not be eligible. All right, he was playing in an NFL camp last week. Manning got an undrafted free agent. He didn't even make it out of like the first cuts, right? He's out. I can find an exception. I can find out maybe that's a Homer thing. But look, if LSU had a guy like that, if they were like, hey, he was an undrafted free agent, he went to a couple weeks of camp, they cut him. Okay. A guy who was in a preseason game, no. No. I can't get my head around that.
I think
So
there's a big difference between the two.
I think that there is. And we had Ross Dellinger on the show on Sports Talk Mississippi yesterday, and he thought that there was going to be an exception made. Apparently, that's not the case. And look, that might be the best way to look at it. Like, don't allow any loopholes, because if you allow one loophole, somebody like Lane Kiffin will find the second loophole. He'll work his way. He'll make the loophole bigger. He'll do whatever he has to do. It might just be best to have a blanket no. And that might affect the Euros as well, because if those, the wording of that decision, any professional league, well, those games count too. So
Yeah.
it may have been a blessing in disguise that Konstantinos jetted last week, because it may have been a situation where he had to do it anyway. So I think it's all going to work out for Mississippi State. This defense is going to be improved whether or not Jerron Manning and Malik Sylla were playing on it. But
At the end of the day, their additions would have been nice, but we already thought that they were going to be better. So it would just been more icing on the cake, but now I still and as confident as they were before, and them taking a step forward and really being a much different defense, schematically, but also, attitude wise, than they were the last few seasons. So it's just something extra that, didn't come to fruition. They're going to be fine.
Interesting here, by the way. 24/7 today released their team talent composite rankings, where basically they're like, what were these guys? Now it's just off of high school and JUCO. It is not off of portal rankings, but Mississippi State 20th in the total team composite rankings. I guarantee 2 years ago they would have been doing really good to be in the 60s. And to be up to 20th, I mean, now look, not everybody on this list is gonna, I mean, I'm not saying Mississippi State's gonna be finished the season top 20. Florida State's 25th in this ranking. I don't think Florida State's gonna be in the top 25 at any point this season. UCLA is 24th.
Where's Indiana? I'd be very interested to see where they're at.
Unranked.
What?
Unranked. Do you really think, from a high school recruiting standpoint, that Indiana has a top
No.
25? I mean, look, does Indiana have a top 25 roster in college football? Yeah, absolutely they do. They have super talented guys, but those guys were not highly recruited out of high school.
No,
So
not at all.
that's what this is. So, but I
Okay.
mean, when you look at State's roster, Kelly Jones was a four star. Isaac Smith was a four star. Tyler Lockhart was a four star. Kamario Taylor was a four star. Anthony Evans was a four star. Aiden Williams was four stars. I'm trying to think my way around some. Riley Williams was a four star.
Braylon Womack's a five.
Braylon Womack was a four or five, depending on where you look. Jordan Gilbert, I believe, was a four star player out of high school. So yeah, it's not overly surprising to see them in the top 20. I don't think talent is the problem for Mississippi State this year. Tyler Miller was four stars. So was I think LJ Prudhomme was a four star offensive lineman out of high school. But you got some guys there. So we shall see. All right, let's move into this Minnesota preview. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. 1 week from today, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a showdown at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Somebody's been running their mouth. Somebody's been talking a lot of noise.
Somebody likes to use statistics to prove what he's talking about.
Well, someone's going to have to learn a hard lesson. So if you want to join Carlo Barone and I, a week from today, Thursday, I guess that would be what, September 1st, 2nd? I don't even know. September 3rd. Feel free to do so. And be prepared to be amazed at how many wings a grown man can eat. It's going to happen at Two Brothers. And look, if you don't want to, gorge yourself like he and I are apparently going to do, feel free to just have 12 wings because they're awesome. They are the best wings in town. If you want to enjoy fantastic food in Starkville, the Cotton District is the place. Make it Two Brothers and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service, same people, same number. They know you. You know them. You've already made that relationship with them, and they're going to be able to take care of you a lot of times the same day. Think about it. Your copier goes down. Do you want somebody who can be there in 4 or 5 hours, or do you want somebody who can be there in 4 or 5 days? Feels like a pretty easy answer to me. So that's why we work with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192, or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help their business, help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Guys, if you're looking for great Mississippi State gear here in Starkville, Maroon & Co. has the place to grab it. Nobody with a bigger or better selection than our friends over at Maroon & Co. And that goes for not just for Starkville, the entire Golden Triangle. Whatever you're looking for, Mississippi State, Maroon and White, be it for yourself, your house, your car, your tailgate, how you want to let people know that you're a Bulldog, you can do that with a trip to Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 in store or online at marooneco.com. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to the game, which is coming up, need to head to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden in Saltillo. A real quick note here. Carlo, I don't know what's going on with all my friends, man. But our buddy Jonathan Skinner from Scruggs announced yesterday that he's got skin cancer. Put it out there on Twitter. I don't know what's going on, man. I don't know. But wanted to wish him our best. He's doing, hopefully he can get that taken care of real quick. And just, man, that was tough news to read yesterday. So Jonathan, Carlo, and I, we're thinking about you, and all of us here on Thunder and Lightning, all of our listeners I'll be listening, and want to wish you the best, and wish you a quick recovery. So that being said, if you're in Scruggs anytime soon, you see Big Jonathan, please go by and say hello to him and tell him that you're thinking about him when you're buying that new John Deere mower, tractor, or gator from Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in South Tilloy, where they have what you want for less. I'm getting tired. I'm getting real damn tired of cancer. I'm getting real tired of it.
Yeah, you're getting tired
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. I'm just
I
had it
know.
up to here.
It's crazy. It's this
That's
season,
three.
we're in for one for this season.
Yeah, I just this maybe Mississippi State's gonna go undefeated. Maybe
Something
this is the setup.
crazy is
That'd be the
bound
set.
to happen.
That's I don't know. Anyway, Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber. The people to know, the people to trust. If you're trying to buy or sell land or just manage your own land, get the best help to manage your resources and your timber. Good Hope Land and Timber is absolutely able to help you with that with a simple phone call. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with that phone call. 601-442-9888, or you can visit them online, g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. Yesterday, I spoke with, great name, are you ready? Randy Johnson. Not the Randy Johnson. Randy
I was
Johnson of
gonna say.
the Minnesota Star Tribune covers the Golden Gophers. Wanted to get a quick update on them. It's so I mentioned this yesterday. It's so fun doing these last couple of opponent previews because I'll sign off and be like, all right, talk to you again in a couple of weeks. You know, I'm literally today is August the 27th. I will talk to that guy again on September 10th, something like that. So it's coming up. Randy Johnson of the Minneapolis Star Tribune covering the Gophers. All of our interviews here on the show brought to you by our friends over at Alora Modern Wellness. College football is here. I know what that means for a lot of us. It means you're going to be stressed out. I understand. I'm with you on that. Well, part of stress is recovery. All right. So if you're working hard at the gym or if you're just needing to take some time for yourself, Alora Modern Wellness is here for you. So many great services that are able to get your mind, your body, your spirit alignment. It's all, you know, it's all about that balance. And Alora Modern Wellness can help you find that balance that you're looking for. So give them a call today at 662-268-9255, or you can visit them online, aloramodernwellness.com. You can book all of their services right there online. Alora Modern Wellness brings you this interview with Randy Johnson of the Minneapolis Star Tribune. One of the great things about these Power Four games that the SEC requires is we get to have some new teams on the schedule and we get to meet some new people here on Thunder and Lightning. Randy Johnson joins us now from the Minnesota Star Tribune, covers the Golden Gophers up there. And when I look at this Golden Gopher team from a year ago, I see a pretty good football team. They were really tough to beat at home. They've got some good pieces there. But at the same time, I see a team that Mississippi State athletically should be a little bit better than, but it'll come down to some other things. What is the strength of this year's Minnesota team, in your opinion?
Well, I'd start with probably they got a quarterback in Drake Lindsey, second year as a starter. He was pretty impressive as a redshirt freshman last year. They have an improved offensive line. That's going to be the key this year. They were not very good on the offensive line last year, and that hurt their running game quite a bit. Lindsey was still able to pass decently. He had 18 touchdown passes, six interceptions. But the offense just didn't produce as much as they needed. It was kind of exposed in some of their bigger games. They basically Ohio State, Iowa, and Oregon. They were outscored 125 to 19. So they had trouble with those teams on the road too. So that made it a little tougher. But you know they should be pretty stout at defensive end. They got an All-America candidate in Anthony Smith. He'll be very good, but they have good depth behind him. On the other side, they have a transfer from Cal, TJ Bush Jr., who's been wreaking some havoc during training camp. They have good safeties. Kerry Cooks is one of the better ones on the team. Basically, they're yeah, they have some weaknesses. Their interior defensive line, they're going to be going with young guys in there. They lost quite a few snaps from that position. They're filling a corner position. But overall, they have a good number of players coming back, and I think they're a team that should be pretty decent. Kerry Brown, by the way, is the safety. I misidentified him there.
So you mentioned that the Minnesota running game last year just really wasn't up to par. And you look at this team, they didn't really attack that in the transfer portal. Looks like most of the offensive linemen from a season ago are back. Is this just a situation where PJ Fleck believes, hey, look, we got these guys in their program, we'll develop them, and this year they're going to be better? Or did they just miss on some guys, and that's a real concern for you coming in?
Well, a lot of problem right back too, along with the line not blocking quite as well as they needed to, was Darius Taylor, their running back, who's been basically a starter since his freshman year. He was hurt for a good chunk of the season, and that slowed him a bit. When he's healthy, he's very good. He's had a couple of 200-yard games. He led the Big Ten in receiving yards by a running back as a sophomore. So he has some pretty good potential that they can do some things with him in the passing game too.
From a big play standpoint, looking at this receiver core, that is where, when you look from a transfer, they can bring in Noah Jennings from Charleston Southern, who was 14 yards a catch for them a season ago. Looks like a couple of true freshmen might be in the mix there as well for Minnesota. Can this be a passing attack that takes the top off of a defense?
We're going to see that. I think they're counting a lot on Drake Lindsey. They're also counting on a guy who'll be third year sophomore this year, Jalen Smith, Minnesota kid out of Mankato. He came on strong, really strong last year. He had a really good bowl game, basically two touchdown catches as they beat New Mexico in overtime in the Rate Bowl. They replaced their wide receivers coach with Isaac Fruchti, who was the he's a former Gophers player, former Minnesota Vikings player. He was the offense coordinator in North Dakota, and he's made a difference there, it seems, so far during spring ball and training camp. They feel like he's helped develop the depth there pretty well.
So you mentioned Anthony Smith, and then like any scouting report, we're talking about Minnesota, he's got to be the first guy that you circle. 12 and a half sacks last year, 17 and a half tackles for loss, easily one of the top, I mean, the preseason Big Ten defensive player of the year for this upcoming season. Mississippi State's biggest question mark coming into the season is its offensive line. They were awful against the pass a season ago. They gave up so many sacks. Smith is obviously a great player. Who else complements him on that Gopher defensive line?
I would say another end is Carter Mentz. He'll be a junior this year. He came on strong, pretty good last year. Kind of a not the biggest guy in the world, but good leverage, good first step. He just gets himself he just gets around the quarterback, finds that ball.
Defensively in the secondary, Mississippi State is a team that loves the big play. They want to throw the ball down the field. They're going to bring a lot of speed to Minnesota in their receiving core. Is this Gopher secondary up to that challenge?
That's something we're going to see. That's where I'm a little concerned there. They got to replace a starter at cornerback. They lost a really good safety in Coy Parrish to the transfer portal to Oregon. They like what they've brought in there, and then especially in the transfer portal, they always seem to get a pretty good D back out of the FCS ranks and things like that. They can't shop at the high-end stores of the world, but they seem to do a good job of finding guys who can contribute and develop.
This Minnesota team was undefeated at home a season ago. Probably their best win at home, if you made me pick, is the one over Nebraska, where they really dominated the Cornhuskers up there in Minneapolis. This is, it's an interesting situation for Mississippi State coming into they play in a lot of hostile environments, but this is a brand new environment to them. None of these players will have ever played. I don't know how many of them have ever been this far north in their entire life. So.
It's kind of interesting because this is the Gophers' first home game against an SEC team since Vanderbilt in 1959.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're the last time played an SEC team overall was after the 2019 season. They beat Auburn in the
The bowl game, I remember
Outback
that. Yeah.
Bowl, finished number 10 in the country that year.
That was a good team.
Yeah, very good team.
And of course, the other thing from Mississippi State perspective is it's so hot down here, Randy. I know I'm up in Minnesota. What's the high today in Minnesota? I got to know.
It's today it's in the it's gonna get near 80. It's like about 78, 79, 80 right in there. It's pretty windy. So it's a little cooler, but a little humid too.
Oh, a little.
August can tend to get a little bit, late August especially, can tend to get a little bit overcast
Yeah.
and humid at times. But northern part of the state, late last week we had an overnight at Lake of the Woods, which is the very top of the state, of 35 degrees overnight. So we're not getting that here yet, but
No, 35 in August. It's
If we had
92 here,
winter like we
Randy.
had last year, everything would be fine. It was pretty mild.
Yeah.
Didn't start too early, and we always get in the middle of winter, we'll get a week of 10 to 15 below, that type of
Oh
thing.
my
You
gosh.
get
Yeah.
through that, or time your vacation well, then it's not so bad.
It's 92 here today, and that's actually bringing it down a little bit from where it was earlier last week, where it was in the high 90s every day. So, but that's my point. It's like for Mississippi State, this is gonna be like a vacation in terms of weather. Just the week one playing in this heat and then coming up to Minnesota. I wonder if that helps their conditioning or not. But just for what made Minnesota, so difficult at home last year, that felt like a team that they really did a good job defending their home field.
Yeah, I just think they just were a little bit sharper at home, and the schedule itself too was a bit easier than what they had on their own. Nebraska, they've pretty much owned Nebraska since PJ Fleck took over as coach. He's only lost once to them, and they've won six in a row against the Huskers. So that's one where that rivalry's kind of flipped over the years. Nebraska trying to get back up there, and they don't play this year, so that's one where Nebraska misses the Gophers. They won't have a chance to get any revenge against them.
Is that a trophy game?
It is not a trophy game.
Oh.
Technically it's not an official trophy game. They do play for a trophy called the Bits of Broken Chairs. It was a kind of a kicker mascot starter thing where some money goes to charity over it. It's kind of a cool deal, but. Yeah, the Gophers they have four trophy games.
Yes.
They're all four of them are on the schedule this year. They
Wow.
they'll play the newest one is the Governor's Victory Bell against Penn State. That dates back to 93
When
when
they
Penn
joined.
State joined the Big
Yeah.
Ten. Their first opponent was the Gophers that year, so
I got you.
they did a trophy game. They'll play Michigan here for the Little Brown Jug. They'll play Iowa here for Floyd Rosedale. It's a statue of a bronze
Yes.
hog. And then
The
they
axe.
finish the Stetson for Paul Bunyan's axe.
Yeah. This is my favorite part of Big Ten football are all the trophies. And Minnesota has my two favorites with Floyd of Rosedale and Paul Bunyan's axe. I absolutely love those. For
Yeah,
Mississippi
those
State.
are I would say those are the ones that are the ones that they want to win the most. And
Yeah.
they had a 14 game losing streak to Wisconsin that they broke in PJ Fleck's second year here. Against Iowa, it's been a little tougher. They've only won once in nine chances against the
Oh, gosh.
Hawkeyes.
So, from a Mississippi State perspective, we've been talking about this game this offseason. I think if Jeff Lebby doesn't find a way to win this game, it's going to be tough sledding for him, to say the least, the rest of the way. Mississippi State fans, they need to build some. Mississippi State needs to build early season momentum. The middle of their schedule is incredibly tough. From the Minnesota perspective, how crucial is this game to what the Gophers want to do the rest of the season?
Well, I think it's a pretty important one of your swing games in there. It's if they want to build off they were 8-5 last year, 8-4 in the regular season. If they want, or excuse me, seven and four, 5 in the regular season, 8-5 overall. If they want to get to 8-4 in the regular season, or 9-3, or even somehow 10-2, that's pretty lofty. But that's a game they need to win. They got to go to Indiana this year. They go to Penn State. They have Iowa and Michigan here, so it's a challenging schedule, but it's one that if they can win the close games like they did a good job of that last year. If they can win the close games, they have a good shot to say going 8-4, and then if things go well, say they win three of the trophy games, get to 9-3. That would be a pretty good year.
I
I
can't.
know fans are they love the year in 19 when they finished 11-2 and number 10 in the country, and they want more of that. It's Minnesota isn't a place where in the last 40, 50 years where they've had a ton of success, but it's under Fleck they've got a lot more stability now, and it seems like he's done a pretty good job getting them raising the floor for certain, and I think people want to see him raise that the ceiling too.
2:30 kickoff on September the 12th up in Minnesota. CBS game. Mississippi State fans, you know, we've always wanted to be a 2:30 kickoff on CBS back in the day and never got them. We'll take this one for this game with Minnesota. Randy, really appreciate your time today, man. We'll talk to you again maybe in a few weeks when we get ready to set this one up.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
I mentioned it to Randy, but kind of an underrated aspect of this is Mississippi State down here practicing in 95-degree heat with 80% humidity. That trip to Minnesota is going to feel like a vacation. It's going to be like 75 degrees and no humidity. He said that the low in the northern part of Minnesota the other night was like in the mid 30s. Like, my God. I asked him, I said, so I know you haven't heard the interview yet. I was like, what's the temp where you are? He's like, it's like 78. I was like, ha!
I can't remember the last time there was a 7 in front of the temperature.
The month was probably April.
Yeah.
Maybe March. I mean, it's.
That is an underrated aspect. I will say, when I come up to Northwest Indiana, it does feel like a vacation. The
So,
air is lighter, you can breathe, and it's fun to go outside.
my senior year of high school, the first game of the season, we were in it's not like jamboree, but it was a triple header. So my high school was going to play, then Vicksburg High School, then Warren Central High School. So we were kicking off at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on an August Friday. Nasty. I mean, and in Vicksburg, it had been hot and muggy for weeks going into that. I remember watching the news, and we were playing a team from Biloxi, from Gulfport, and I saw the weather. Like in Gulfport, it was like 80 and breezy all week. And I remember running into one of my coaches at church, and it was just like, "Hey, coach!" Like I look at the weather, and it's like 80 degrees. And in church, we're in church. He looks at me, and goes, "We're gonna kick there," and he said, "And we did. We did. They were huffing air." At the end of that one. So this is kind of the reverse of that, though. This is a team practicing in the heat and humidity. They're going to go up there, and it's just, I wonder if the conditioning will really be I mean, State is bigger and stronger than this Minnesota team. The athlete for athlete, they're going to be a better roster. By the fourth quarter, this Minnesota should be pretty worn down. I really can't. I've been back and forth on this game. At this point, I'm locked in that State's going to win it.
Yeah, I would agree. I think they're both relatively in a similar spot in the conference, but the little things are where it's going to beat you. I think State's better at quarterback, and I think you just kind of talked about the elements too. I mean, State is going to be using this as a vacation. These people in Minnesota, these players in Minnesota are going to be practicing and playing in the same conditions they've already had. Now, I will say though, that Minnesota stadium is a little bit underrated, and it'll be their, I believe, their second game at home, unless they
I'm
start
sure it is, yeah.
the season on the road. I mean, it'll be tough, but I think State pound for pound should beat them. Too much change to prepare for. You're probably not going to get a ton out of ULM in what. And the Minnesota perspective and what State wants to do, you'll probably just get a look at what their base defense is and stuff, but they're not going to bring out any of the wrinkles against ULM, assuming that game
Right.
goes the way
And Minnesota starts off with Eastern Illinois at home. So it's kind of the same thing. You know, you're just gonna have to go off of what you know from the past couple of years. So I have locked in that State will win this game. If they don't, that's the end of the Lebby era. That's it. I'm
What
calling.
percentage confidence would you give State to win this game?
90.
90?
Yeah.
Whoa, I would not go that high.
I feel very confident at this point they're going to win.
I'd go 70.
Well, that's fine. I'm higher than you
90.
on that one.
Woo, look at this. Guys, someone please. Brian is more confident in State winning than me.
What'd they do with old Brian Haydad? That must be
Yeah.
a doppelganger.
Is there someone behind the camera pointing something at you, or what's going on
Jeff
here?
Levy's back there. Again, if you don't pick us, we'll whip your, you know what. There we go. The people inside these walls aren't going to do anything for you, buddy.
Does he know that you do that?
I hope not. He might. I don't know. I don't care. I do it out of love.
Kelly Jones does.
Kelly Jones does know I do it because he's a listener. But I mean, you know, I do impressions. It's part of my gig.
Yeah, again.
I dropped an Andre the Giant on the show the other day on Sports Talk Mississippi.
Ned, what'd you
It was
say?
just two words. So Borky was ranting about all this SEC stuff, and I'm just like, shoot me, just you know, I can't deal with it. And so he made a comment about like how there's a difference between having one beer and driving home and having 12 beers and driving home. He's like, you know, he's talking, he's like, you know, one way you can do it, the other way you're not going to be all right. And I just said, I bet Andre the Giant would be all right. And he paused and I just went, I'm fine. And that's all I said. But I had one of my better Gus Johnsons on the show the other day too. So I'll have to go back and I forget exactly what I said, but
You have to clip it.
I may need to find that. Yeah. I can do Gus Johnson every now and then. So, all right. Back next week. It's game week. You know, we'll start that off. So let's just go ahead and start talking about it. You know, Monday show, be whatever it is. Tuesday, we'll have post press conference recap. Also Tuesday, our first round of the Pick'em contest. So we will see who has to buy dinner and who has to enjoy dinner.
Question.
Yeah.
Is that the entire SEC every week?
We pick every SEC team's games every week.
Okay. No, thank you.
So, yeah. So, and it's just wins and losses. It's not the spread or anything like that. It's just super simple. We will
Okay.
get people all year long, Carla, who will be like, why don't y'all do this? Why don't y'all do that? Why don't y'all shut up? We're going to stay with the same situation I have done for the last decade, where it's just going to be wins and losses. Keep it simple. And there you go. So we have that. We'll have game week ramblings, ramblings, rumblings last week. I'm sure there'll be some ramblings too. We'll have I don't know that I'll get an interview for ULM, but we will look at the Warhawks and break that down. And then a week from today, ladies and gentlemen, you can breathe the free air one more time. Preview, playmakers, predictions, the three Ps back on Thunder and Lightning 1 week from today. Looking forward to it. Carl will be back in Starkville next week, so we'll have him here in studio. Talk to you guys again very, very soon. For Carlo Barone, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
A Super Talk, Mississippi media production.